out and about with your chairman. As I write this, I'm about to start the difficult and extremely enjoyable task of choosing the finalists for this year's Chairman's Award for Everyday Excellence in our Making a Difference Awards. We've received a record number of nominations this year, which is the 10th year of the awards. I'm really pleased that so many people have taken the time to show their appreciation for the excellent work our staff are doing every day, even if this does mean it's harder to choose the finalists. Over the last couple of months, I've been holding locality meetings with our public governors, and I'm also planning on meeting up with staff and elected governors very soon. It's really important that I keep in touch with the people who represent our members, and I find these meetings really useful. I was delighted to host the official opening of West Lane Hospital Middlesbrough and to welcome Sir Malcolm Grant, Chairman of NHS England, to perform the official opening ceremony. This is a fantastic facility for children and young people, and Sir Malcolm said it was truly impressive. We also welcomed unexpected visitors to the Trust when inspectors from the Care Quality Commission visited a number of our adult and older people's wards as part of their follow-up unannounced inspection. We've yet to receive formal feedback, but inspectors told us how welcoming they found all staff on the wards they visited. It was a privilege to host the annual Long Service Awards and to recognise staff for their long-term commitment to the NHS. At least two people in York had worked in the NHS for over 40 years. Our NHS is only as good as the people who work in it, and it's important to let staff know that they're appreciated and valued. And finally, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I'd like to wish everyone all the very best for the festive season and a happy and healthy 2017.